Microorganisms have transformative potential in medicine and science. Many people see microorganisms only as causes of disease, which leads to an aggressive approach to fighting them with antibiotics. But some scientists now realize that instead of always battling microorganisms, we should learn more about how they affect our health. Microbes can indeed cause diseases, but they also live in harmony with our bodies and can even help treat serious illnesses like cancer and neurological disorders. This shift in thinking encourages us to see microorganisms not just as enemies, but as potential allies in maintaining our health. For 3 decades, the Human Genome Project has worked on understanding genetic factors behind chronic inflammatory diseases. However, only 2% of potential treatment targets have been identified so far. To better grasp how genetics, microorganisms, and the environment affect health, researchers are studying the microbiome. This research aims to uncover complex connections that impact our well-being. Humans and microorganisms have an intertwined evolutionary path. The Human Microbiome Project, funded by the National Institutes of Health, revolutionized health research by uncovering how genetics, lifestyle, and environment shape our microbiomes, the diverse communities of microorganisms that inhabit our bodies. These microbes not only influence our immune system, but also connect us to a broader ecosystem that spans from soil to other living beings, showcasing the dynamic and ever-changing nature of our microbial companions. Scientists now believe that humans and the microorganisms living within them have a closely intertwined future, sharing a coevolutionary destiny. They refer to the combined genetic makeup of these organisms as the hologenome. By studying this relationship, researchers hope to better understand modern diseases like COVID-19. They investigate how our current way of life can disrupt this important balance between humans and their microbes, collectively known as the photobiont. Environmental factors reducing gut microbiota diversity lead to health issues. Martin Blaser's idea of missing microbes suggests that humans have lost ancient microorganisms due to changes in diet, too many antibiotics, and excessive cleanliness. The gut bacteria of people in developed countries differ greatly from those in rural areas. For instance, researchers studied the gut bacteria of the Hadza people, a group of East African hunter-gatherers. Their diet and lifestyle resemble those of our ancient ancestors. They found that the Hadza carry beneficial microbes that are missing in Western populations. For example, they have a gut microbe called Oxalobacter formigenes, which helps prevent kidney stones. This difference in microbial diversity might explain why chronic inflammatory diseases are more common in the West. Human microbiome decline. Scientists believe humans have lost many microorganism species, like up to half. This loss is like losing part of our genetic identity. Smoking or formula feeding disrupts a mother's microbiome, called dysbiosis, and can harm baby's health later on. People facing socioeconomic challenges in the United States are more likely to experience health issues linked to an imbalanced microbiome. Hispanic and African American communities, in particular, have higher rates of childhood obesity, infections, and infant mortality. These problems can arise when less beneficial microbes are passed from parent to child. Chronic stress is one factor that can contribute to this transfer in disadvantaged populations. Ongoing research aims to fill the gap in understanding how socioeconomic status affects microbiomes and how we can prevent health disparities in future generations. Understand the human microbiome is more complex than mapping the genome. The Human Microbiome Project set out with 5 main goals, but as our understanding grows, it's adjusting its focus. 1. Identify and extract genome sequences from microbes. Researchers once aimed to reach a clear endpoint by creating a map of the human microbiome, much like the Human Genome Project. However, they've discovered that the microbiome is far more complex and dynamic than the human genome. Unlike our genes, which remain relatively stable, the microbiome's composition and role can change over time. Now, scientists are unsure if a straightforward map of the microbiome is achievable. 2. Determine if a core microbiome is present. New research suggests that people probably don't have enough consistent patterns of microorganism colonization in their guts to establish a core microbiome. 3. Explore how changes in the microbiome impact disease development. Diseases can change the microbiome, so scientists have not found any clear one-way connections between microorganisms and diseases. 4. Innovate tech and tools efficiently. Artificial intelligence and synthetic biology offer powerful tools for discovering and utilizing personalized medical treatments. 5. Explore how microbiome sequencing impacts law, ethics, and society. Some people question the ethics of collecting human samples and how scientific studies affect communities like the Hadza. This often leads to increased drug and alcohol problems within these groups. Good health depends on managing a diverse community of microorganisms. Medical researchers aim to find the ideal conditions for the body's balance, known as homeostasis, where health is maintained and disease is kept at bay. This pursuit is similar to the approach used in holistic healing methods like traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, which also focuses on restoring and preserving bodily equilibrium. Scientists are delving deeper into the world of microbiomes, which encompasses a variety of tiny organisms like bacteria, fungi, viruses, parasites, and more. This expansion of focus extends beyond just bacteria to include the entire ecosystem of microorganisms. For instance, researchers are now aiming to better understand viruses, known as the virome. This broader understanding of the microbiome can lead to advancements in personalized healthcare and preventive strategies. Understand chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation can be triggered by 5 main factors: genetics, exposure to specific environmental elements like pollution, a weakened mucosal barrier, immune system imbalances, and microbiome disruptions. Scientists are aiming to assist those with a genetic predisposition to diseases by targeting factors that can be more easily controlled: gut health, immune function, and the balance of microbes in the body. The gut microbiome impacts disease symptoms' development and severity. The microbiome is extremely important because it plays a crucial role in our bodies, gut health, and inflammatory disorders. Studies show that the bacteria in your gut might contribute to conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, and celiac disease. If your gut bacteria balance is off, called dysbiosis, you could be more prone to food allergies, obesity, and gut microbiota. The microbes in your gut can affect how your body handles food and energy, which ties into obesity. Dealing with obesity often means trying different approaches, like managing stress, exercising more, or even exploring ways to adjust your gut bacteria. Autoimmune diseases and the gut. The bacteria in your gut seem to influence how certain autoimmune diseases develop, like multiple sclerosis and rheumatoid arthritis. Adjusting the microbiome could be a way to help treat these conditions and support your immune system. Gut microbiome and brain function. Your gut microbes can influence the production of brain chemicals that affect mood and behavior, like dopamine and serotonin. They can also communicate with your immune and hormonal systems, impacting how you feel and act. Microbiome and cancer. Research suggests that cancer can disrupt the balance of bacteria in your gut. Some cancer patients try lifestyle changes, like diet adjustments and probiotics, to support their treatment. Predictive models enhance preventive healthcare strategies. The CDGEMM study investigates the relationship between celiac disease and the gut microbiome over 10 years, exploring how intestinal bacteria from birth may influence the disease. Previous research suggests a connection between celiac disease and less diverse gut bacteria, prompting the study's aim to understand early disease onset and potential prevention strategies. Researchers hypothesize that infants with genetic susceptibility to celiac disease might lose gluten tolerance after consuming gluten, leading to disease development. Additionally, the study examines the impact of environmental factors like antibiotic use on disease development, aiming to uncover how these factors interact to cause this autoimmune condition. The CDGEMM project aims to create a smart computer model that can forecast diseases and develop custom plans to prevent them. Shortly, patients might have smartphone apps that track things like pollution levels, changes in blood pressure, and antibiotic use, alerting them to potential disease triggers. Ideally, new public health rules will reflect the latest science on how our microbiome, the bacteria in our bodies, relates to diseases. New health strategies range from prebiotics to psychobiotics. Healthcare methods for the future include the following advancements: microbiota-accessible carbohydrates, MACs. These are food ingredients that activate beneficial bacteria in your colon. Common sources of prebiotics include bananas, artichokes, leeks, and certain cereals. Beneficial bacteria. When you consume bacteria like lactobacillus, you can improve your microbiome and strengthen your immune system. Scientists are on a quest to find and study new probiotic strains to use in treating specific diseases. Combination supplements. These are combinations of prebiotics and probiotics that work together to help good bacteria in your gut. Postbiotics. These are substances like organic acids, peptides, and enzymes. You can get postbiotics by eating fermented foods. Mind-altering microbes. This is an emerging field where researchers are exploring how certain probiotics could potentially help treat nervous system disorders like mental health conditions and neurodegenerative diseases. Researchers will assess how these new strategies can be used effectively in clinical settings. Key points. 1. Microorganisms can help or harm health, impacting conditions like obesity and autoimmune diseases. 2. Studying the human microbiome reveals how microbes in our bodies, influenced by diet and antibiotics, affect chronic diseases. 3. Changes in diet and antibiotics affect gut microbes, linking to chronic diseases and health differences. 4. The hologenome idea shows how humans and their microbes are closely linked, affecting health. 5. Lifestyle changes have reduced helpful microbes, affecting disease. Efforts aim to restore balance for better health. 6. Targets for preventing inflammation include genetics, environment, and maintaining a healthy microbiome. 7. Future health strategies use prebiotics and probiotics to improve health by balancing gut microbes.